2014 NFL Scouting Combine begins in Indianapolis. And we welcome you to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW, JP Shadrick with John Osier from the JW Marriott Hotel in downtown Indy. All the talk's over. We're finally here, John.
Well, and if you didn't know this, I used to work for the Colts, used to live here in Indy. I don't miss this.
You don't miss the snow at all? No.
Not too much.
Quite a rude awakening on the plane coming in today, for sure. The weather should be good this week. Of course, this is an event that over the last 10 to 15 years, John, has really multiplied in size and scope and coverage overall nationally.
Well, to put on my old man hat, which I wear too well, I first covered the Combine in 2001, I believe, and they didn't bring players in. There were no player interviews, and the media basically was housed in a very small room. It's grown so beyond that, and it really speaks to the NFL's ability to make the entire season, every year, every month, has an event.
And we've seen a lot of big media coverage in years past for this. Cam Newton, Tim Tebow, right, dare we say the name here, of course, and last year, Manti Te'o. But none will be bigger than this year, and Michael Sam, the defensive end from Missouri. Mm-hmm. He'll meet the media on Saturday, go on the field a couple of days later. It doesn't get bigger than that.
Well, every year, I think fans who watch the Combine know what to expect. There's the media mob around a certain guy. This year, it's going to be around Michael Sam, and it might be the biggest non-football story that's ever hit the Combine. In years past, you've had the Tim Tebow story, or you've had various numbers of first-round draft picks who have been surrounded. This will be a different event because you're going to get a lot of non-football media here covering the story, and it should be an interesting week on that front.
And, of course, on the field here at Lucas Oil Stadium, just a few blocks away, is when it gets really serious, and certainly in quarterbacks. Johnny Manziel is a name that's used all around the league, of course, and that'll be the biggest story on the field.
Well, I think you've got Johnny Manziel, and he's going to be a huge story because of everything off the field and because he's Johnny Football. Mm-hmm. But you've also got Teddy Bridgewater. You have Blake Bortles. You have quarterbacks. And for Jaguars fans, that's where the focus is going to be. I don't know what they're going to pick, but certainly Jaguars fans are going to watch that this week and follow that story.
And, of course, Johnny Manziel will not throw here in Indianapolis. He will throw at his own personal pro day later in March at
College
Station.
But he will talk Friday, and when he talks, that should be the second biggest. It's going to be a scene, and it's going to be, you know, his chance to sort of – I think he wants to answer some questions. I think he wants to sort of downplay his Johnny Football image, but it's going to be right there in front of him on Friday.
Jaguars schedule this week. The brass arrives on Wednesday here in Indianapolis. Dave Caldwell will be on the podium at 1:30 Eastern time on Thursday. Gus Bradley will take the podium at the Media Center at 12 noon on Friday. We'll have both of those live. And it'll be interesting to see how they, now in their second go-around here at the Combine, get this thing done.
Well, it's going to be all quarterback talk and all clowny talk all the time to both of them. I don't expect him to say much, but – you know, Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley are both very transparent. I expect some hints, and I expect they'll be as honest as they can.
John, we're going to need you to clear the snow out. You got a shovel with you?
Play in the snow, Jason. Let's go.
Have fun. That's it from Indianapolis. The NFL Scouting Combine for 2014 is underway, and this is Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW.